In fact, it will take years, according to Wesley Tharp. He's an analyst with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. A big challenge, Tharp says, is how to recover from over 300,000 people losing their jobs.
Georgia was 8% versus about 6.3% in terms of the national average, as well as in the Southeast as a whole. And so we kind of fell deeper and have a steeper climb than a lot of other states.
Many jobs were related to the housing and commercial real estate market. The nation as a whole is creating new jobs. But Tharp says those Georgians who were the collateral damage of the Great Recession are now faced with other challenges.
The state is continuously adding new workers through people aging into the workforce and people moving here. And so we don't only have to fill the gap of jobs that we lost, we have to account for ongoing population growth as well.
From lawmakers to advocates to the private citizen, Tharp says this report is a guide to fully understand why many Georgians are still struggling due to the Great Recession. Rose Scott, WABE News.